Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now...
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday. How are we?
Yay.
Morning.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because you know when it's Thursday, it's basically Friday.
That's so true. Of course, Maddie, I've kept my eye out for cars that'd be good for you.
Oh, you've been looking.
I found an absolute gem for you.
Show me,
yes.
It's a year 2000 Mazda 121 Metro, four-door, $1,000.
That's a bargain.
And it's only done 149,000 Ks.
What is it? You know what,
it's
Maddie?
It's so ugly.
Maddie is the definition of a guy who doesn't like small cars. You're making up for something. I'm just saying, that's what they say, because you only like big, stylish
cars. I'm not in the
cars.
Market for a Ram, Jade. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you only want, was it a Land Rover?
This has got plenty of space. Look at it. Look at the back.
You
it's
know
only
what?
21 years of age.
Well, you can fit all your dead plants in there.
It looks like a car that Mr. Bean would purchase. Terrible looking thing.
Nothing wrong with a Jelly Bean car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Good morning, Maddie from the newsroom. How are you
Change
today?
The
good
subject.
Morning.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Maddie. What sort of car do you see Matty here driving?
Look, I was surprised by the fact that you like big cars. I don't know. maybe like a RAV4.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Mid-range.
I can get on board with that. Okay, Miss Alpha, sorry I'm not on the same money as you. Big night for the Maroons last night.
Yeah, they walked away with the win, thanks to Caelan Ponger, it sounds, so that's
man,
really
they've
good.
Really put him up on a pedestal, haven't they?
They have.
Man, 100%. Without you, we would have lost the whole series.
Yeah,
the whole game, sorry, they
KP
did lose the whole series.
Came with a lot of energy to the camp. No,
all
honestly.
The boys looked up to him.
At the end of it, we came out with a win, you know, so that's the main thing.
Oh, no, good on him, honestly. Good stuff. He's actually doing really well. He's bounced back from injury, but obviously, was that Amanda Barras? I was singing the national anthem. I don't know if you guys caught it. maybe next time. But no, like real talk. Ben came in and he's like into the bedroom. He's like, oh, Jade, that chick singing on the telly. I was like, oh, okay. So I've quickly got up.
Yeah.
I've got my phone and I was like, oh, take a picture over on the telly. I missed the opening couple of seconds and then I never saw her again. It was just all panning to the players. So I missed out.
She killed it, though.
I heard it.
Really good.
That's
and she
awesome.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So great. I'm
good
so
on
happy
her.
For her.
Oh, Amanda.
Hey, guys, up next, we are playing Lads versus Lasses. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We have closed the gap almost. The Lasses are on 49 gold stars. The Lads on 48. Very simple. If you haven't played before, this is how it works. We have a whole bunch of lad-based questions, which we ask the Lasses and vice versa. On offer today, guys, we have $70 worth of Hunter Bell Dairy to give away today. You can order $70 worth of cheese.
Mm.
The lines are open, 13 10 09. We'll take your calls right now after The Kid Laroi, Without You, and New FM. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, The Kid Laroi, Without You, and New FM. A bit warmer this morning. Hey, you can really feel it out there. 15
so
in the
nice.
City. 21 the top today, guys. And we are playing Lads versus Lasses right now. And we still need a lass. But if you don't
Come
feel
on,
like
girls.
Calling today, that's
13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, warm the brain up this morning. We've got some lifestyle questions for the lads and lasses. The gap is almost closed. If the lads win today, we have tied and we're on an even playing field once again. On offer for the winner, we have $70 worth of Hunter Bell cheese up for grabs, guys.
Yeah, I reckon you'll be able to get these questions today, girls. But we're going to Mick this morning. He's 30s from Newcastle. He's a welder. Hey, mate, how you doing?
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, really good. So did you enter the Newcastle's hottest tradie?
No,
that's fair.
Got to back yourself, Mick. Come on, brother.
Next year.
Next year, okay.
Working on it at the moment. It's a work in progress.
Now, hearing this every morning, Mick, do you usually get the last questions correct?
Oh, some of them I have, but not all of them, I guess. So yeah, we'll
it just depends on the situation. All right, let's crack into your questions, shall we?
Okay, so your first one, what platform does the show Too Hot to Handle stream on? Is it A, Netflix, B, Stan, or C, Disney Plus?
Stan.
No, unlucky. Netflix. Garnier Fructis is a brand of what?
Shampoo and conditioner.
Correct.
Well done.
Question three. Delta Goodrum dated which former Irish boy band member in the mid-2010s?
Ronan
Keating. No! Very confident, but
Brian
wrong.
McFadden.
Brian McFadden, yeah.
What band was he? Westlife, Brian McFadden.
Yeah, he was.
Ronan Keating was Boyzone.
That's right.
The older cousin of Westlife. Hey, one on the board, man. Not too bad. Let's go to our last one.
Leonie.
Hey, Leonie. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. You ready to crack into these questions?
I'll try. I'm just coming off a 12-hour shift.
That sounds like an excuse. Look, if you get more than one right, you're up for an instant win, okay?
Okay.
Number one for you. What is the brand AEG known for making?
AEG. Air compressors?
It's all power tools. All right, number two for you. What is the name of the flavour in the purple can of Monster Energy drink?
Passion? I have no idea.
It's ultraviolet.
I love the guess, sorry.
Yeah, good idea. All right, now for this, if you get this next one right, we go to a tiebreaker. So this is crucial for you, all right?
Okay.
What is the company Bisley famous for selling?
Drill?
No, it's workwear.
Oh, Leonie, I'm so sorry.
It's the 12-hour shift. You can blame that.
But thanks for calling.
The lads win. Fantastic. We have evened up the playing field. Thanks, man. Thank you so much. That's thanks, right. Dude. Cheese coming your way. Do you have a woman that would enjoy the cheese?
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant, so she'll love it.
Excellent.
Bless you.
Elisa's going to win in a weird way there anyway.
Man, do you miss cheese?
Not really.
I guess.
When did you find out you were lactose intolerant? Early years or later on in life?
I lived overseas for a couple of years and we were in Italy and, it didn't go too well. We were running pretty hard.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you poor thing. How heartbreaking.
Thanks, man. Absolutely. Congratulations.
I'd be devastated if I found out I was allergic to cheese in my 30s.
No more shredded cheese for Jade.
Oh, but anyway, guys, we have to talk about the Cambodian Prime Minister because this article is just so fascinating. He basically stepped in because someone's pet lion got taken away from them and he said, no, that's not on, return it.
A pet lion.
He had a pet lion. Wow. And he basically said, you need to return that pet lion to the owner. Because
I say so,
and it's very sad that he lost his pet.
He intervened. Like an interesting prime minister. Can you imagine ScoMo stepping in, you know, fixing an exotic pet theft situation? Probably not.
No.
Well, the government took away his lion, so it was very sad. But I'll tell you about the story, and it has a happy ending. But fascinating prime minister.
Now? Okay. That's a bit weird.
Happy ending in Cambodia. What?
16 past 6 in UFM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 UFM.
The Novos.
Made by this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our.
Little talks at New FM. Waking up to 13 degrees in the valley today. Partly cloudy, guys. A couple of showers about this afternoon. And Jade, we're going over to Cambodia now.
Yeah, we are. So a pet lion that authorities seized from a house in Cambodia's capital last week was returned, reunited with its owner on Monday after a personal invitation by Prime Minister Hun Sen, I believe it's pronounced. So, police and wildlife...
What a bizarre situation.
Well, it's weird because police and wildlife officials initially raided the property, right, saying that they were rescuing the animal after they saw videos of it on TikTok, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't have a lion at your house. General rule of thumb.
Basically...
It doesn't matter what country you're from either. Like, it's not acceptable anywhere.
Right. And so the neighbours raised the alarm. They're like, we're a little bit concerned here. There's a lion next door. So in the days that followed, the lion was basically taken from the owner
rightly
by authorities.
So, right.
But then the Prime Minister heard about the story on telly and
what's his name?
Hyun Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He ordered the 18-month-old male lion to be returned on the condition that the owner make a proper cage.
What?
So,
this is bizarre.
Yeah. So he obviously felt sorry for it because apparently the lion, they said, was safe because it's been with the owner since it was like a cub. So they've raised it, they've hand-fed it, they've loved it. It's like a dog, I guess, in a way. But
except
it's a lion.
A wild animal.
Yeah. He looks like a lovely man after I've Googled him. He looks so friendly.
Well, he looks nice, but you know what? I couldn't find any information on him other than some details about his party. I even went Prime Minister of Cambodia, facts for kids.
There's nothing interesting about the guy. I've just found something.
So,
Cambodia's leader wants to be called Lord Prime Minister and Supreme Military Commander.
Yeah.
Now, there's a guy that wants to be a dictator.
He is basically, like, he's been in there since the 90s and doesn't move and... He's a bit of a dodgy fella, to
Jeepers
be honest.
Creepers.
The Cambodian national anthem sounds so nice. Listen again.
It's peaceful.
It's like, you know, makes me want to live there.
Well, hey, it is a great country.
They even
It's a beautiful place.
A king, though. Like, I didn't realise this, but they've had a royal family there, the same ancestry since the 1800s.
Long way back. Incredible country. That guy, though, bit of a dodgy dude. Just saying.
But at least he's stepping in for the average folk, you know. Imagine ScoMo stepping in because someone's staffy got taken from them.
Yeah, but
because they didn't have a proper fence around their yard.
I don't know. I smell something dodgy with this guy. That's just saying.
Man.
What, maybe the Prime Minister's corrupt and how he gets rid of bodies is feeding it to the lion doing a Carol Baskin.
Well, that's quite negative. I was
thinking more along the lines of maybe it's one of his friends or something. Yeah. And they want their lion back. Like, that's what
Man, you're sick and twisted deep down, aren't you? I'll feed you to my little dogs.
Come here, Coco. Come here, Ruben.
Yeah, well, you're hungry.
I'd need a meat grinder for that. I'm not going to that length.
What the hell, Jade? You are sick.
What? I'm just, you know what?
A meat
Whatever
grinder.
Pops into
I
your
can't
head,
help
eh?
it. I've got a creative storytelling mind.
Newstime with Maddie up next. Man, I'm scared.
This Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up on New FM. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Guys, of course, Sydney is in lockdown right now, and Delta Goodrum famously lives in Sydney. Now, she hit Twitter the other day promoting her lockdown concert series where she live streams concerts into people's homes.
Right, right.
That's cool.
Called the Bunker Down Sessions. It's got people talking, though, because Twitter post, right, it says, "Hi all, it's me, the artist, formerly known as Delta, looking for a new name and tour songs to sing for Thursday night Bunker Down Session." Now, of course, COVID-19 Delta variant, Delta's out. She wants no partner. Obviously, she's half joking, but I kind of feel bad for her, you know.
Well,
people
would be probably bothering her. There'd be a certain number of people who would bother her just because of this whole situation, blaming her for it.
Stay away, Delta.
That's the sort of thing that would happen.
It'd be so annoying.
Like, imagine if a cyclone was called Jade.
Yeah.
You know, your name would
Jade's in a bad mood.
Cyclone
Jade.
Exactly.
Oh, I say that now, to be fair.
So lame. So lame.
What we thought we'd do this morning, though, 13:10:09, what ruined your name? Was it an event? Was it a person? Do you share a name with, like, a serial killer or something? I know that's really dark.
That is dark.
But that ruins your name.
Yeah, or even just some celebrity that you don't like. You know, that'd probably do it.
Yeah, well, I always liked the name Theodore for a boy, but I could never do it now because of Ted Bundy, the serial killer from America. His real name was Theodore.
I don't think many people call it that. Look at
they call him Teddy, like, but still, like, because Teddy's short for Theodore, but
that's
it's ruined
the name. We're looking for this morning. Was your name ruined by something, event, person, or anything you like? I will take your calls after Puff Daddy. I'll be missing you at New FM. Points for the best one today. We've got the New FM Wine Cellar Keys here today.
Ooh,
we can crack that open. It's New FM 6:37, 15 on the coast right now. Puff Daddy on 105.3 New FM. It's 6:41 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 15 degrees at Warners Bay, guys. Partly cloudy showers about this afternoon. And 13:10:09 this morning. What ruined your name?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, Delta's hit Twitter and she's like, oh man, I can't believe it. I'm taking suggestions for a brand new name, of course, the COVID-19 Delta variant. It's kind of ruined it for her. I think Delta's probably still the bigger brand, but I get it. She'd be copping all the jokes at the moment.
Well, basically Corona, obviously. I'm surprised that Corona haven't had a brand change. If anything, it probably gave them a little bit more press, which, like they say, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I don't know if the whole, like, coronavirus thing has been good overall for Corona beer sales.
Oh,
that's
still,
an interesting thought.
I think they benefit from it, but was it Siri? Anyone who was named Siri? Like when Google came out, was it Google? No, Apple.
Siri,
different name, Jay.
Siri. No, but
one's got a U, one's got an I.
Siri Cruise.
I've compiled a list of ruined names that have come to mind this morning. One is, of course, the most famous one, Karen.
Of course.
The name Karen has been ruined forever by whinging women.
You couldn't call your kid Karen in the next, like, few years, could you?
I reckon the name Karen's gone for at least 100 years, like a generation.
100 years.
Karen is ruined for a generation. Of course, you mentioned Corona, the biggest one of all. Man, they should rename that beer.
I reckon, right? Although, the one thing that has taken away from that is people call it COVID more now than Corona.
Yeah, that is
like,
true.
Like, it's almost, you can almost go buy a six-pack of Coronas now, almost, and not be, like, weirded out by the whole situation.
Does it really weird you guys out?
Yeah, I think of it every time.
Yeah.
It's really ruined how I look at Corona beers.
That's fascinating.
Another one, Ivan. Do you guys know any Ivans in your life?
No, of course not.
Oh, Ivan Milat.
Ivan Milat.
Ruined the name Ivan.
Ruined, once again, maybe for longer than a generation.
I reckon
famous serial
right.
killer.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy called Marcus when I lived in Darwin, and he copped it after we copped a cyclone up there.
Cyclone Marcus.
Cyclones do this all the time. They're going to run out of names eventually for cyclones and ruin all of our names. And, of course, Tracy's another one.
Cyclone Tracy. I don't know. With cyclones, there is some sort of, like, rule and stuff behind. They have to keep changing the names.
But do they?
Yeah, they should just give them, like, a number or something because it ruins a lot of people's names.
Cyclone 101.
Exactly.
Is your name, Crevo, do you think, ruined by anything?
No.
It's so good having a safe biblical name because people just refer back to the Bible.
That's right.
I've got that as well.
It's a safe, sturdy name.
Have there been any, like, serial killer Jades out there? You were just talking about a meat grinder before.
I was, but no.
You're safe as well at the moment. Yeah, we're good.
We're all good.
There's only Jada Pickett Smith. That's Jadar, though.
Jada Pickett Fence.
Is that what it is? Is that a name?
Pickett.
Oh, far out.
You don't like the letter N, do you?
No, I don't.
Nintendo and Pickett, Jada Pickett
Jada
Smith. No N's in the middle of words.
Get rid of it.
We switch gears a little bit because, of course, overnight, story broke about how these kids down in this elite Sydney private school are getting special permission to escape lockdown for a country retreat. We're going to get into all the details about this because it seems a little bit wrong and stinks of
elitism.
Think
about the children, the poor kids.
All right, well, this is the debate we're going to have up next.
You would.
They should be allowed to leave or not.
Spoken like a true private school.
Let them go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Tones and I fly away. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Morning, everyone. 11 degrees at Nelson Bay right now, Crevo. This story is riling me right up.
Yeah, so there's this elite Sydney private school that's gotten special permission from New South Wales Health to get these kids basically to go to this. They've got this, like, I guess it's like another campus for their school in Kangaroo Valley.
Yeah.
And they're allowing these kids to escape the lockdown, basically, and go and stay there for like a period of months, just basically escaping this lockdown. Now, it is a tradition at that school where these year nine students are sent to this, like, other campus.
This retreat, yeah.
Yeah, it's a retreat, and they get away from, like, they say they get away from video games and TV and stuff and focus on studies, but it feels a little bit unfair that why can they escape the whole lockdown situation?
Because they've asked for permission, but it's just a matter of schools going to New South Wales Health and asking the question.
I know that you're saying that, but for some reason it feels unreasonable.
It is.
Why do they get away with it?
Money shouldn't buy access to escape a pandemic when the rest of the state is basically locked down.
Think of the kids. Why should they miss out on their annual retreat?
Really?
Yeah. They're only going out to the country anyway.
So many kids right now are stuck at home. A lot of schools aren't taking people in Sydney at the moment. Kids are going mad at home. Parents are going crazy.
So why should these kids go mad if they have the opportunity to escape?
Because education, and this goes to a much larger argument that I will always fight for. Education should be equal for all. And I think all children, regardless if you're in the private, Catholic, or the public system, should be treated equally. And these sorts of things are just BS in my eyes. It's not fair to other kids who can't afford that.
My concern is, like, on the trip down there or something, one of these kids gets off the bus.
Exactly right.
Uses a server or something, and they're spreading COVID into this regional area.
You're just assuming that they have it. If New South Wales Health have said, okay, I'm sure the kids have been, like, tested
as
they've been in quarantine.
There's no information saying that they've been
tested.
Well,
then you can't assume.
What?
Can you?
I mean, no, absolutely
there
not.
You
but
go.
It's a danger. It's adding a danger to this regional community. I don't know. I don't feel like
Jade, you'd be the first person to dob a Sydney resident into the government if you saw them next door.
It's interesting.
It was local residents that
dobbed them in, and the police were straight round there going, what's happening?
You'd be the
here?
First Karen to do that. Well, not that it's a Karen, actually, because you should dob them in. But, I mean, you know. You can't make exceptions for one group of people and then, you know, let others get away with things.
They're not getting away with anything. They've gone through the right channels. You can't jump up and down and get upset when they've done the right thing.
It just feels like there should be a bit more clarity on what's happening here. Like, you shouldn't be finding out about it through... Or the police shouldn't be finding out about it because someone rang up.
Like, man, wealth inequality is so screwed up in this country sometimes. Like, I hear these stories and I think, man, your everyday battler out there with their kids at home, like I said, in Sydney at the moment in lockdown...
During home tutoring and stuff.
They've had to change their whole lives around this pandemic, which we've all been impacted in
some way. Well, it's not these kids... A fault that their parents worked hard and are rich and can afford to offer them a better opportunity in life.
Mm. Yeah, it's a tricky one anyway. I don't know. It still feels a little off. That's my view on it. But, hey, that's the situation.
Yeah. Nice.
A new song. I'm next at New FM at 6:56. Good morning.
Newcastle's New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now. Do you ever sit in your car and listen to New FM and think, man, why do they keep playing that same song over and over again? Well, we give you a chance to have your say all the time. NewFM.com.au. Rate the Music is Back, guys. On offer today, right? get this, a beautiful escape at the luxurious Crown Plaza with a $150 voucher to spend at the Spa and Red Salt restaurant. You log on to the website, hit Rate the Music. There's 20 songs to rate, and basically that information goes straight to our music department and we adjust things your feedback.
I'm just thinking about all the delicious garlic bread I could eat and bruschetta with that voucher in the restaurant.
You know, well, if you only ordered that, you could probably get like 10, 20 servings.
Oh, I love bruschetta.
Doesn't that sound like a luxe meal on the Sunshine Coast? It's some like
garlic bread and bruschetta. Don't diss it, man.
You go all out with the balsamic glaze.
That
as well.
And a Midori.
Bruschetta's amazing.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, but our newfm.com.au, Jay. Over to you.
Oh, guys, this maid over in the States has been hailed as a hero after tipping off police when she found a haul of 16 long guns, body armor, and 1,000 rounds of ammunition in a Denver hotel. So, poor little love. Imagine that. You're cleaning someone's room.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're freshening the sheets. You're providing new towels.
All of these items were in, like, a single hotel room. Whereabouts? Yeah.
She said that she found them underneath, like she went to go straighten up. They'd moved the lounge.
Yeah.
And she went to like go push it back, like tuck it back into the wall.
Clink, clink.
And then she was like, oh, and then she heard and she freaked out, obviously. Like, wouldn't you? You'd want to get out of there quick smart.
You know what? It almost sounds like you were there.
Oh, thanks.
Telephone the police.
So on 13:10:09, we were thinking, what did you find while cleaning? Obviously not a weapon. Or maybe you have, I don't know. But, you know, I think you find things in your kids' room, a fair bit of things they've hidden.
Yeah, when parents clean up the kids' rooms, always happens.
Or if you're a professional cleaner, you'd see stuff in people's houses, right? You would think.
Yeah, we'll take your calls after Brian Adams, Summer of 69, and UFM 13:10:09. Good morning. Brian Adams, Summer of 69 at 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Our 13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, what did you find whilst cleaning, guys?
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
So this maid in a hotel in Denver, she's being praised by authorities because she's alerted them to this basically drug deal that was going to be going down.
And weapons, right?
Yeah, so she found 16 long guns. I don't know what sort of guns they are, but basically they sound pretty big.
longer than normal? Yes. They sound like the exotic Asian fruit, the longan.
Yeah.
16 longans, that's not very suspicious.
They found 1,000 rounds of ammo and body armor. So turns out there was going to be like this big festival just down the road, and they thought that they were planning a terrorism attack, but turns out that's not true. Apparently it was connected to this drug deal. So they're like, police are like, wow, thank you so much for letting us know and doing a great job, because she was cleaning their hotel room.
Really hard to conceal 16 long guns, hey.
Behind the couch is obviously the answer, I am assuming.
What have you got in your pants? Nothing, bro.
Nothing. Why do you have 16 bags? No reason.
That's crazy. It happens with parents all the time. I always had a secret hiding spot for my things when I was a teenager.
What were you hiding?
Just maybe like your savings?
Like adult magazines and the like.
Yeah.
Used to hide cigarettes. Kids don't do what I did. Under my bed. But at the time, you think it's such a safe hiding spot, right?
Yeah,
but
it never is. So obvious. No one's going to look there.
Mum always went straight to under the mattress.
Yeah. There and the other one people think is safe but is obviously not is under the bedside table.
I've never thought of that,
people
actually.
People think, you open the bottom drawer, there's nothing underneath.
But of course there is.
Where was your hiding spot?
There were these exposed beams in my room, and you could, like, tuck things just up above the beam. Mm. That was my hiding spot.
Because you had an open-air bedroom,
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, that must have sucked as a teenager.
Yeah, nowhere to hide stuff.
I was
very
pretty
difficult.
Innocent. The only thing I would sneak, Mum would sometimes buy the Snickers fun size packets.
Yeah. As if you weren't hiding vodka cruisers in your room,
never.
Jay.
Never.
Completely
a very good girl. But I used to steal the Snickers fun size and I'd put them inside my shoe. the tip of my shoe.
How delicious.
Obviously, they're wraps.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones, guys.
Renee.
New FM, hey.
Hi.
Hey, Renee. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. So what did you find while cleaning?
Okay, it was my husband and his brother, they hired a ute. You know how you hire a ute to do your moving and all that?
Of course.
And you got to take it back clean. So he was cleaning the inside, and underneath the seat was a sawn-off shotgun.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah, a freaking sawn-off shotgun. And he's like, because it was wrapped up in a sheet, so he unwrapped it. It's been it, and his brother's going, what the S is going on? And so they went to Charlestown Police Station with a gun in their hand, and next minute they're all going, everyone stood up, and they're like, put your hands in the air and all this. And it's all right, we just found it, we found it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic. It was
20
odd years ago, but yeah.
That's intense.
So yeah. Also, you brought up a great point. There's no way in which you can bring a gun into a police station and, and anyone be calm about the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Well, see, he was 20 at the time, 21 at the time. He just had to take it to the cops, and it's like, yeah, they all freaked out.
Even if you called the coppers up and were like, hey, yeah, I've just found a gun in my house. Even then, when they get to your house, I reckon they'd have their pistols drawn for sure. It's such a sensitive situation.
Did he put gloves on?
No.
Jade's like, fingerprints all over it.
Yeah. He said, I'm sorry, but my fingerprints are all over it. Him and his brother, I don't know what happened. No one ever contacted us again or anything like that. What a scary find. And no one was after us, so that was pretty good. Yeah, that is good. Wow. Oh, Renee, thank you for calling.
Story.
Always
a plus, yeah. Hey. Thanks, yeah. Renee.
Wow.
Let's go to Katie. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good morning.
Hello. What did you find whilst cleaning?
It was actually my mum. She was vacuuming my brother's room. He was like a teenager, well, it was maybe in year seven or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd saved up his money and he bought a bar fridge and he put it beside his bed and he covered it over with this cloth. And my mum was vacuuming and she heard it sort of kick in like the electrical noise. And she's like, what the hell? And it was beside his bed and it was all filled with all of these snacks. And she's like, what the hell? Why would you go and just buy a fridge and just put it beside the bed? And he's like, oh, just so I can have a late night snack if I want.
And
she was furious. She's like, well, that's my power and you didn't tell me about it. And yeah, just really random.
You know, Katie, very different to the last story. I'm not going to lie.
Still not bad.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You know what? Why would you, how did he even think that that would be like unnoticeable?
Yeah.
Just put a tablecloth over it.
Well, yeah, he was working.
What?
No.
How old was he?
It was probably like year seven or year eight.
Yeah, school transactions. It happens.
Yeah, people buy stuff at school. That's 100% where he got it.
Love It or Loathe It is up next, Jade.
Oh, I'm doing it. So, guys, I want to get your thoughts on French chateaus in a minute.
Excellent.
You know, really?
Yeah.
Okay. 7:15. Good morning. BB Rexa on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning. 13 right now in the valley. It's time for Love It or Load It.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it.
This is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule this morning, though. There's no fence sitting. Guys, I want to get your thoughts on rustic French chateaus.
3, 2, 1, go!
I guess love it. I guess it would
I've never been.
Mansion.
Have I thought of going to one? No. Would I like to? Probably. I wouldn't say no. So yeah. I'll say love it.
Yeah, love it.
Love it. Okay, cool. You've been to France.
Yeah, but I've never been to a chateau.
That surprises me.
Why?
I don't know. Just because you like the fancier things in life.
Yeah,
how could I afford
a chateau?
Well, chateaus are just like cute Airbnbs. With a nice garden.
What context are we talking? Are we talking like renting a rustic French chateau or just renting one?
Or is it just French chateau?
No, maybe more just like going there on a holiday, having a nice,
I'm going to make a prediction here for a second. You've seen one on TV last night, and you want to go now.
Or there's an article about them for selling on the cheap because they're really run down and there's millions of dollars
there
needed.
There's so many overseas to buy because I'm obsessed with that show Escape to the Chateau. But this is unrelated, but I love it. And so Ben and I thought, you know what, maybe we could get all the family to chip in and we could all buy a chateau over in France.
And you thought, your will was complicated. Wait till you try and sort this out.
No, but the reason why I bring it up was because there's this mum that's transformed her garden into a rustic French chateau.
Oh, no, she hasn't.
Thanks to a 9-pound shower curtain.
No, she has.
Look, I'm going to show you the photo of this.
No.
So,
she's pinned. How ridiculous.
She's basically gotten this French chateau shower curtain and, like, staple gunned it to her fence. And it's basically an optical illusion, she says.
That doesn't make it a French chateau.
That makes it a garden with a bit of flappy plastic hanging in the back of it.
Whoa, I think it's great. She says, sometimes all you need is a little imagination just to spruce up your home.
You need more than a little imagination to think you're in France with that.
Come on. That looks pretty real to me.
To me, it looks blue tarps over some windows.
It looks like an over-cluttered garden centre, like an off-brand one.
So they're not the shower curtains. It's that whole wall. Like, if you think that's a rock wall, it's not.
Cunning's warehouse.
Oh, poor thing.
I mean, look, she's done all right. It looks like an okay, overcrowded backyard. There's too many plants in that backyard.
Jade's backyard, look, you do hoard a little bit, right?
I think
that's what's attracted you to this, Jade.
There's just a lot of plants.
I can't help it if I'm eclectic.
Hoarder or eclectic?
New game.
You dance the line like quite well, actually. I'm not sure which one it is. Well, good. Yep.
There's a tip for you. If you want to transform your yard into a French chateau,
don't look past a shower curtain.
Or move to France. That's how it'll really
happen. It isn't really a French chateau if it's in some like backyard in
Adamstown,
Sussex.
What? Like, sometimes it's nice to have imagination. If you believe you're in France, well,
you're a crazy person.
Where do you think you are right now?
In hell.
If you believe you're in hell, then you are.
7:26, a new FM. A news time with Maddie up next, and after 8, we are meeting some more finalists for Newcastle's hottest tradie guys at new FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Up next, we've got to talk about my arch nemesis, Pete Evans, Paleo Pete, a.k.a. the former celebrity chef. And I like this. I'm just reading a couple of articles about this story we're talking about next. He's now not even referred to as a former celebrity chef, but just Pete Evans, 5G conspiracy theorist.
Oh,
that's what his title
what
is now.
What a fall from grace.
You know what? So, Crevo, do you think you could actually sit down and share a meal with Paleo Pete?
Oh, I'd love to because
I think you two would have like so much to talk about.
It's
a dinner party.
A lot of questions for him because what really riles me up so much about Paleo Pete is how much he like preys on the innocent and essentially takes their money. Like, remember that whole, basically a heat lamp that he was selling to cure COVID?
Yeah.
And he was selling it for $15,000.
Well, what's he done now?
This latest thing, he stepped up the cash, because 15 grand obviously wasn't paying his, exorbitant bills or whatever. And now he's essentially set up like a hippie commune, like a commune where you can buy into his big block of land.
No way.
Right? And go and live with Paleo Pete. But get this, right? And before we'll get into the full details in a minute.
At least the food would be good.
This is not, it's not the first time he's done this, and there's already all these people who have been ripped off by this exact thing that he's done before.
Wow.
We're getting into the full details of what he's calling Project Nightcap, up next.
Pink. All I Know So Far right now at New FM. It's 7:35. Good morning. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 13 degrees in Abermain right now. Showers for the next 3 days, guys. 18 degrees the top on the coast, Creever. And we're talking your mate Paleo P.
Jade, Creever. They'd
like me to disappear, no doubt. And I'll just make this one statement. If I disappear or have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
Yeah, look, he is my arch nemesis. He doesn't know it yet. But I just what really upsets me is when he, like, uses his brand and his influence to rip people off of their hard-earned money. I talked just before about the biocharger, $15,000 he was charging for that thing. It was just basically a lamp. It doesn't cure coronavirus. How absurd, yeah. Right? Now, for this next thing that he's doing, we have to first rewind back to 2017, where he had this big parcel of land that he essentially basically sold, like, shares to people where they would get, for their money, a dwelling, and I quote here from the website, made from tires. So they were going to get these, like...
What?
These, what he was calling off-the-grid earth ships, basically little, you know, houses on this big block of land. Now, they had to pay $160,000 to get one of these. And in 2017, this whole thing crumbled. There was a trail of legal clashes.
So did people... like buy them, yeah, from him? They, a heap of people?
Does it, wow. Wow.
And to this day, the residents who never got their, like, homes made of old tyres are owed more than $2.5 million. Right?
Now, crazy.
We fast forward to today, where Adrian Brennock, now this is a new name to this whole story, was the sole director of the company that owned that land. That was, like, placed into administration, sort of a bankruptcy, yeah, type situation. He's now back on marketing the same parcel of land as a new project, right? And you can buy these ones, the 160 grand, not enough. They're now selling for over $250,000. Basically the same whole situation again. They're just reselling the same thing again.
That's absurd.
Are they the same type of dwellings,
well, they haven't,
on offer?
They haven't specified. In fact, they're saying it looks like it's going to be a different type of dwelling, but it's the same block of land. They're just selling it again.
Man, there's, like, surely a civil case in this, right? Like, why aren't people taking him to court?
Well, there's already been all these, like, legal clashes,
yeah,
as I said. So, obviously, like, I guess some of these people are trying to get their cash back or whatever. But the stories I've been reading is that they're saying, essentially, they haven't broken any laws yet.
Yeah, but there's a loophole they've obviously gone through. See, this is why you always read the fine print.
I'd love to talk to somebody who's been done in by Pete Evans and see if they still believe in what he spews out.
Yeah, so this is like, they've spoken to some investors, right? And
yeah,
one investor's paid $80,000 just for a plot of land the last time around, basically got nothing for it. And he said, now, don't believe a word that the developers or Evans is saying. They're now asking for $290,000 for one of these new blocks in what he's calling his nightcap development.
So hold on, where's this land, Melbourne?
No, it's in the, like, Byron Bay region.
Okay.
So he's trying to tap into that whole, like, you know, hippie commune, yeah, community style people that live around that area.
Oh, well, there's a heads up.
If you're trusting Pete Evans, do not. That's my advice. Just advice only.
That's crazy.
This is really crazy. You know what I am tempted to do, though, because I've jumped onto the website.
You want to send an email and troll them? And
no. I'm going to register for an information pack. And just try.
Oh, great idea.
Just get a little bit more into this because, like, they don't give a lot of details on the website. I'm guessing they reserve them.
Yeah.
For, you know, would-be customers. So I'm going to keep you guys abreast of what happens with this whole situation.
I wonder if you can actually get through to Pete Evans.
That's the dream.
Man, I reckon you try and do this.
It's
get Pete Evans on,
yeah,
the show. I'd love to just speak to him. I know people always say, oh, you know, just giving him oxygen by talking about him. But I think it'd be just such a fascinating thing to chat to him. Absolutely. I would pay to see you talk to him.
You know what would be interesting to know? Because what show was it? Was it MasterChef?
My Kitchen Rules.
So he
you
was
think
this,
Manu still speaks
he
to
He was
him.
This beloved chef on that show, yeah. right? Yeah. You know, everyone thought he was, you know, a role model, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if he was as crazy then as he is now, if he's just gone on a spiral.
I think these are long-held beliefs. He obviously had them under control at that point. Mm. But he must have had these thoughts.
At least something.
For his life.
Right?
He's thought about some
of this, and then it's just the more he's become obsessed with it, the more it's taken
Where
over his
life.
Where
does Pete Evans live? I bet you he lives in a beautiful mansion, using heaps of electricity, definitely on the grid.
Is that Byron Bay sort of area? But like not in Byron Bay, outside of it. Crazy. Mm. Anyway, this new development thing, this is going to be fascinating to watch.
You know what? I'm just going to make a small prediction. Mm. I think Pete Evans in the future will start doing like a Genghis Khan style situation. like offering his, you know.
Making his own people?
Making his own people. Like selling, buy a piece of Pete. I can see it now.
Wow.
You know, live in my community, buy a piece of Pete.
There we go. There's Maddie's prediction.
You can be his marketing manager.
I don't think that was
pretty good off the cuff.
Birthday lotto up next. Yeah, it's worth $875 today. All you need is a birthday to play. Krivo, which month are we looking for, please?
People born in Feb. If you're born in February, this is your chance.
All right, we'll take your calls right now. 13 1009.
153 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Oh, yeah. Baby, when I see you, smile.
Bad English, when I see you smile at New FM with Jay, Maddie and Krivo. 7:53 birthday lotto time, guys. We have $875 to play for today.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, that's right. A lucky player today is going to spin the birthday balls. It's Trish. Now, Trish has won so many prizes over the years. Today, once again, she has the fastest fingers in Newcastle. Trish, good morning.
Morning, Maddie. How are you?
Oh, going well, Trish. Wow, this is good. It's up near a K right now. Do you think you got this in the bag today?
Oh, I hope so, because me and my daughter's just moved up to Rutherford, so yeah.
Oh, you've moved house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big old mansion
We're renting.
So what would you spend $875 on, Trish?
Well, I've got... I can't see properly at the moment, but Steph said we need a few things for the house, and I've got a few birthdays coming up, and I've got to get my eye fixed, which I need laser for, so, yeah.
Oh, so tell us about your eye, Trish. So what will laser do? Will it, fix the whole situation for you?
I'm hoping if I get it done through the system, I'm still waiting for a phone call. So I've looked into going and getting laser and actually paying for it.
Oh, so it's only $800. Wow.
It's anything from $250 up to $1,000.
Oh, good stuff.
Fingers crossed it all works out for you, Trish.
This is life-changing.
And by the way, Jade, happy birthday for Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Oh, was it on Sunday?
Yeah.
I'm lucky this year. Not on a work day.
Not on a work day.
Here we go.
All right. I've pulled out the 6th of February.
Oh, Jade, I'm on the 5th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks for playing, Dale. Appreciate it.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Back before 9 o'clock, $875 up for grabs. I think Trish thought that by saying happy birthday, it would sweeten the deal.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's a game of chance, unfortunately.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
News time up next, and we are meeting another finalist for Newcastle's Hottest Tradie 2021. Awesome. We've actually got a bit of an announcement to make, actually. The Kent has unfortunately pulled out of the competition due to COVID. Obviously, all businesses around the Hunter are doing it pretty tough at the moment.
That's right.
But of course, we have an even better prize up for grabs for the winners, guys.
This is so exciting, right?
We'll announce it next at New FM. It's 7:55. Good morning.
New FM, Newcastle.
This is the Novos.
New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Krivo.
Would either of you
marry Crevo.
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
I was like, yes! Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is The Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
So, we're on the search for the Newcastle's hottest tradie, and all this week we've been meeting finalists, which is very exciting, finding out a little bit about their lives, what they get up to, and of course their trade, etc. And some very exciting news, because we've had a change of prize for the better, right?
We have. So, we've actually doubled the prize. It was worth $500 per winner, but now it's gone up to just over $1,000. You get 3 nights... I said 1,000, did I? Not 3,000. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Had a moment. 3-night stay in a 2-bedroom suite for up to 4 people sharing in a Nelson Bay holiday apartment. You get cooked breakfast daily, self-contained and furnished apartment, free Wi-Fi, and you're located 2 minutes walk to the beach.
Man, I'd prefer the holiday over the 100%. Drinks, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's a little getaway. You can take a
couple of mates as well, awesome, celebrate together.
Yeah, so this is a great, great bit of news. Up next, we are going to meet another finalist. Her name is Hayley. She's from Currie, and she's a heavy diesel mechanic.
Oh, la la.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to find out all about her up next.
We'll do it after Glass Animals Heat Waves at New FM 8:05. It's 13 degrees in Maitland right now. Good morning. Glass Animals Heat Waves at New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 14 degrees in Cardiff right now. Showers this afternoon and into tomorrow, guys. It's time to meet another finalist for Newcastle's Hottest Tradie 2021, guys.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Swing that hammer again.
Newcastle's Hottest Tradie 2021.
It's the competition that Newcastle is talking about right now, and all this week we've been meeting finalists who have made it into this, well, the final round, really, and, you know, finding out a bit more about them, their personality, what they get up to, etc., their trade, and, of course, soon we will make the announcement about how we can all make our votes and choose a winner, right?
Absolutely. Let's meet today's contestant, Crevo. Her name is Hayley. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. She's from Currie, and she's a heavy diesel mechanic. Good morning, Hayley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well. First of all, welcome to the show. And was it yourself that you nominated yourself, or was it workmates that encouraged you? What's the situation?
No, I got a bit drunk last week and decided to nominate myself.
Oh, that's so good.
Excellent. Hey,
you got to back yourself. I mean, I'm a big believer in that. Let's read through your entry. You're a heavy diesel mechanic, as Crevo said, working for one of the world's leading machine suppliers. My friends definitely describe me as the hot mess bogan, hence the Instagram name. Currently building my own bachelorette pad. Work hard and I definitely play harder. Tell us about the pad, Hayley.
It's just a big 5-bedroom house at the back of Cessnock. In the hoity-toity parts of Melbourne.
Ooh la la.
Fancy.
Yeah, that's cool. What happens at this bachelor pad on weekends?
Like, bachelorette. She's a lady, Jane.
Bachelorette pad. Do you have the girls come round? Like, what do you get up to?
Just around a big group of friends that we normally get together and have just fire in the backyard. Bulk amount of alcohol.
Now, Hayley,
living the life.
Now, run us through your job, because it's pretty impressive. A heavy diesel mechanic. What does like a day look like for you?
Just breakdowns of big machinery, servicing, just overhauls of different components. Basically, just fix the world and make it keep turning.
What made you get into that out of curiosity?
I've always been mechanically minded since I was a kid, and jumped for it and basically started it.
That's cool.
How far along are you? Are you a manager? Are you running the joint? What's the situation?
Nah, just a mechanic on the floor. Nothing too special.
Is there many other women that you work with in the same field?
There's another 2 plant mechanics and 2 boilermakers in our workshop.
Okay, that's still not many. Hey, if you had any advice to young girls listening now, like, what would you say?
Chase your dream. Just jump for it. Don't hesitate. Just go for it.
Hey, Hayley, let's find a little bit more out about you. What's your drink of choice on the weekend? Are you a Bundy rum kind of girl, a beer or a nice shardy? What's the go?
Smirnoff Double Black Ice.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Listen you to like you, Jade. Eh?
Yeah.
Nice one. It's so good. I'm really into this. Look, yeah, all you fantastic. Need to do, of course, we are announcing how you can vote on the show tomorrow over the weekend. I think you're up there. Tell us what you look like, Hayley.
Oh, I've got short black hair, faces, piercings, tattoos, just, yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, look.
Very cool. Very
back
cool.
Back yourself. Let's do this, guys. The voting will open over the weekend. More details, Smokey. Good luck, Hayley.
And congrats on becoming
Thank you.
That's awesome already in itself.
Now, I know. Do you want to do like a shout out to the boys and girls on the floor at the moment? I know they've been listening.
Yeah, I'm looking at the big group of them now. They're huddled around the radio. So thanks to everybody supporting me. And everyone's laughing at me and cheering at me now.
Oh, give her a cheer, guys. Yay. Come on.
Come on, they must be further off down the floor. Hey, congratulations on making it this far. And good luck, of course, for the finals. A great new prize, as we just announced, is up for the winners.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us on the job, guys. What's the Gossler is coming up with Jackson after this.
Yeah, that's right. Crossing live to him next to New FM is 8:13. Good morning.
New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Bruno Mars at 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Producer Jackson is here with What's the Goss right now,
Hello.
Guys.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Good morning, friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Hello, Jackson. We miss you.
Do you? I know. It feels like we're like distant friends now. I don't know when I'm going to get to see you three again.
Well, obviously, you're caught in the lockdown in Sydney, and apparently they've been extended now for, is it another 4 weeks or 2 weeks?
Another 2 weeks at this stage. So fingers crossed they can lock this up by then. But you know what? It is what it is, isn't it?
Are you doing okay?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? This is kind of like the life for me. I feel like, do you know how Enya lives in a castle just with all her cats?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like right now. And I'm all right with it.
Surrounded
by your pets, making the best out of a bad situation.
Off the air, Jackson was telling me a great story about a little Sonos speaker situation last night. Can you share that, please?
Oh, my God. So I walked out into my kitchen this morning because I set my alarm for about 7:30 and I could hear this really loud music. And I walked into my backyard and I realized that the Pop Goes Punk album that I was listening to was connected to the Sonos speaker. So I don't know what time it started, but it's been blaring throughout Newtown all night.
Oh, my God. So you played it on your phone and then it was connected to outside as well.
Yeah, so lucky neighbours to be living next door to me.
They're like, he's finally cracked. Lockdown's got him.
Yeah. But, hey, I'm really excited because the Spice Girls are back in the news.
Yeah!
So Emma Bunton has gotten married.
Yay!
After 23 years of being with her partner. Like, that's a long time to hold off walking down the aisle.
That is a long time.
Congratulations to her. So that's Baby Spice, for those who don't know.
Yeah, I needed the reminder, to be fair.
That's okay. That's really cool. How nice. Jade Jones, his name is.
Yeah, he's an R&B singer. But really unfortunate timing for her because the Brit tax office has actually come after her on her wedding day and said, your business owes us $200,000 in unpaid taxes.
Oh, jeebus.
That's a nice thing. Little nice wedding present, but also too, it's the same day that this song "Wannabe" turns 25, and Mel B, of course, she's always promising new Spice Girls stuff, but she said stay tuned because they're going to be doing something very special for it.
I feel like every time Mel B gets short on cash, she announces like prematurely without asking the other members a new song or a tour.
She's got to calm her farm.
I
guys,
love
we're
going to
do another tour.
Didn't you almost have a fight with her on the dance floor, Jackson?
But well, she got me kicked out of SJ's.
That's right.
Yeah, so she was doing this appearance, and I was a little bit on the lemonade, maybe too much, but me and my friends decided to just, like, link arms and run around her, and she had me escorted out. I think it was by Stephen Belafonte, her ex-husband.
How rude.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
You were just trying to have some fun.
I know. Look, that experience for not having plane tickets when they come to anyone's club because they're teasing that Australian show, of course, as well. Victoria Beckham will not be there. And why would you? She's rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
She doesn't need to do that kind of work anymore.
You know what? She should just give them money. Give the other Spice Girls money. Save them the drama.
Well, she actually makes the same amount of money as they do to not go on tour. So why would she whittle a Zimmer frame out on stage for Australia? let's change pace. Roxy just ain't got. I feel so sorry for her. So I don't know if you've been keeping up with the dramas that are going on with her business, but the AFP have showed up at her, like, Sweaty Betty PR offices twice, and then the other day she got a letter from the government saying that they're going to shut her down because someone keeps on reporting her for unsafe work practices through COVID. And then yesterday, the day after, she came out and said, I'm fine, I'm treating my staff members very well. Someone else has reported her for a fourth time, and the AFP have actually showed up at her offices and said, we're going to shut you down. I've got a little bit of audio of her doing a tour, just her saying how safe her workplace is.
Another sign. Oh, another sign there. Fancy that. And then an office which is empty. Oh, another sign. Yes. I have had two visits from lovely constables and now a notice from the New South Wales government.
She's had a bad rap, Roxy.
Yeah, she's actually come out too and called her staff selfish because she thinks it's one of them that keep reporting her when they're working from home.
Mm. Oh, gee, so she thinks it's like a mole from within inside the building is causing, or not inside the building, but the company is causing all this drama.
Yeah, well, initially she called one of her staff members selfish, but she took that back. She now thinks it's one of her PR rivals, but who knows, because Roxy hasn't had, of course, the best track record in Paddington, of course, in Sydney. People were going around spray painting some really nasty words about her. So, I mean, she's got enemies left, right and centre.
She does.
But I do love her.
Man, she had to get to work every day and look at a turd outside her front door. Like,
well, we've interviewed her and I found it quite nice.
Yeah, look, I mean, it just seems like she's got some enemies that are obviously causing all this drama. As if she's going to, you know, create an unsafe COVID workspace. True. How ridiculous.
Look, I think the sad truth about this is you've got a successful woman who speaks her mind, and some people just don't like that. It's very unfortunate, and it's very not a very 2021 outlook on it, but, I mean, you make enemies when it's like that. But I'm glad that she stands up for herself. I like her.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Jackson.
Good on
Enjoy your
Roxy.
Day, man. We'll catch you tomorrow. News time with Maddie up next, guys. And, of course, birthday lotto worth $875 again before 9 this morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
Hey guys, we have a brand new segment we're kicking off next. It's called The Novos Helpline. Now, this is where you can hit us up on the New FM Facebook page with a dilemma or a problem or a question that you're facing in your life. And sometimes with these things, you can't chat to family or friends about them because they're too close to the situation, depending on what it is. So basically what this is an open forum for an unbiased opinion from us and the public, right?
That's right. And you can remain anonymous if you want, because sometimes you don't want your name out there, but you want the help. You want the advice of people.
Sometimes
right?
It's easier to get advice that way, being anonymous.
More honest, I reckon.
Well, yeah, because I don't feel like I know the person.
And also your friends, they might sugarcoat it or tell you something because they want you to feel a certain way. But really, what you need is some hard truths.
Absolutely. We do have our very first question today from Anonymous. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hey, guys. I've been in a long-term relationship for a fair while now, and my girlfriend seems to be going out a lot more.
before, and she says she's going shopping, but she's like dressing up heaps and putting her makeup on, and she's making herself look all pretty. I'm just worried about it. I think she might be cheating on me. Do you think I'm overreacting about this, or do you reckon there's something there?
All right, thoughts and feelings, guys. Crevo, you first.
I think he is overreacting just because she's wearing a bit of makeup to the shops. Does that really say that she's cheating?
I mean, when it does come to cheating, though, right, you do look at, like, behaviours.
And do.
The behaviours are different to what you know and expect. Then I think it raises suspicion, Jade.
Well, yeah, it's... I'd hate to say it, but I think she might be. I just, if it's out of character, not out of character, but out of the blue, and all of a sudden it's increasing, you've got to wonder. It's not like he's going to war and she's gone down to get a picture of a headshot to put in his wallet while he's overseas, you know what I mean? Mm.
It's a tricky situation, but yeah.
If you have some advice for Anonymous, please call us up right now, 131009. Maybe it's happened to you. You can also remain anonymous, or maybe you've been the cheater. That, you know, have sort of done what's happening here. So the lines are open, 131009. We'll do it after Tom Grennan, A Little Bit of Love, and UFM. Good morning. Tom Grennan at 105.3 New FM. It's 8:41 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Guys, we've got a brand new segment we're trialling right now. It's called the Novo's Helpline. You can hit us up on the New FM Facebook page. Remain anonymous with any issues or problems you're facing, and we put it out to the public. Anonymous has hit us up with this. It's quite the dilemma. He thinks his girlfriend is cheating. Let's hear it.
Hey, guys. I've been in a long-term relationship for a fair while now, and my girlfriend seems to be going out a lot more, and she says she's going shopping, but she's, like, dressing up heaps and putting her makeup on, and she's making herself look all pretty. I'm just worried about it. I think she might be cheating on me. Do you think I'm overreacting about this, or do you reckon there's something there?
Okay, I think he's definitely overreacting. It's just a bit of makeup at the shops. He's got to calm down.
Like, take it back to your relationship. If your partner Emmy started doing this and, like, dressing up and putting extra makeup on out of the ordinary, would you get a little bit suspicious?
No. Surely
you don't trust them?
No, I just think, she's just trying to feel good about herself, like, at the moment. What's the big issue with that? People?
So naive.
Oh, Jade.
Well, like,
I think it's fully sus.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with you, Jade, because if you're basing your opinion on past behaviours, I do think if something's out of the ordinary and not quite right, then maybe something's up.
You know, it's like when people start getting really protective of their phone, or they put their phone upside down when you're at the table, you know? So we're going to go to
Crystal first up.
Hello.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, going well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? Obviously, you're a woman. Do you think that maybe she is just feeling good about herself? Or do you think, she must be cheating?
I sort of came in at the last minute. How long have they been together for?
They haven't said, but they're in a long-term relationship, yeah.
Okay. I kind of think it's sus, actually.
Yeah, you reckon that there may be something going on?
I
think so.
Are you married, Crystal?
No, I've been with my partner for 6.5 years, but look, I was not going to lie, not proud, but not going to lie. And, so it can be very sneaky about it.
Okay.
I guess, you know, as you guys said before, if she's turning her phone upside down or changing her passcode or things, something. I think it might be a little bit sus.
Okay, yeah, all right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you for that. Let's go to Katie now. Hey, Katie.
How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. So tell us, do you think this person, you think they're cheating, or you reckon it's absolutely fine and this guy's just being overly suspicious, rather?
I think absolutely not cheating. I think with COVID and the potential lockdown coming up, he's just getting out there while she can before we get shut down again. That's all it is. He needs to calm down, maybe go seek some mental health support, but I think maybe ask her what's going on too. But no, I think he might be overly suspicious.
Well, I do agree he should be asking the question, not coming to us, assuming.
They kind of have a bigger problem, though, right? Because if you do go and ask them directly, it literally breaks down any sort of belief of trust between the two of them. So,
that's true. It's better to come to us and share on the radio.
Stalker, then. Like, just follow her. That's
your solution.
We'll go to Abby. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, thanks Abby. For joining us. So, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think she's cheating?
I don't know. I think maybe if they've been in a long-term relationship, maybe he should stop and think if he's maybe commented on her.
And the way she looks?
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe if they've had a recent argument over the way that she presents herself or something, because maybe she's just trying to re-impress him.
Hey, that's a great point. And you know what? That's sort of what I was saying. Sometimes people just want to feel fresh, might get a new outfit. Like you said, they might put on some makeup just to feel. There's nothing wrong with going out and feeling good about the way you look, right?
Yeah, and if they're in a long-term relationship, she could be coming a bit insecure within herself, so she just needs to feel a bit on top of the world again. Because like we all know, it does become a bit boring sometimes. So you've just got to get out there and freshen up. Maybe that's all she's trying to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people overlook the fact that men get very insecure as well within their relationships. You know, maybe he's worried that, you know, he's not good enough, you know, and he's dealing with his own issues as well to even think that. And you're right, long-term relationships, things get a bit boring sometimes.
Still
you
sus.
Need to spice it up.
Get in the car.
Jade's
follow her around the block.
That's what your solution is.
100%.
Thank you
Where
for your
Where are you
call.
Off to
Appreciate
today,
it.
Jade? Oh, nothing.
I've turned into a private investigator. Call me anonymous and we'll sort something out.
What I take from this, though, honestly, is that maybe he should just speak to her and maybe think about it.
Mm.
I don't think get in the car joke. Man,
that's Jade's first solution. Follow, see what's going on.
Birthday Lotto's up next, guys, worth $875.
That's right. Now, if you were born in December, this is your chance. 13-10-09. If you want a chance at the cash, we'll take your calls in just a minute.
Okay, it's 8:47. Good morning. Morning, everyone. Birthday Lotto time. $875 up for grabs today. A couple of showers about out there for the next couple of days. Crevo, Jack, here we go.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
It's the opportunity to get cash right this second. $875 on offer. Of course, looking for people born in December.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your month, this is your chance.
And Kerry called. She's a stay-at-home mum. She has a 20-year-old, 11-year-old and 10-year-old. A 9-year-old, she would love to go on a holiday to Europe, especially Italy, and see the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Hey, Kerry.
Hello.
Hey, do you see yourself now, like, leaning against the tower with a gelato?
For sure.
Hey, Kerry, you've got a wide range of ages there with your kids. Tell us, what problem are you facing the most with your 20-year-old versus your 9-year-old?
Well, my 9-year-old has a part of autism, so, like, it's more challenging. And, yeah, my 20-year-old, she's pretty good.
Going on dates and stuff at the moment?
Yes and no.
Not that she's telling you.
Different issues, different ages. Here we go.
All right, let's spin these balls.
There we go.
Oh, it's come out as the 4th of December.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Enjoy, though. Thank you. Worth $900 tomorrow.
Fantastic.
So good.
It is creeping up.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Mm-hmm. Anything special happening, Jay?
Today. Not really, no.
From that reaction, it means you're up to something, but you don't want to share it.
Well, I was going to share it on tomorrow's show.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah.
There we go. What about you? What are you up to?
Yeah, just chilling today.
Nice
really
one.
Good. It's great weather to just chill out on the couch, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've been watching
cold.
Game shows galore.
What
the last
are you watching?
He watches The Chase.
Tipping Point, The Chase UK, The Chase Australia. Last night I watched Millionaire because I'd already seen an episode of The Chase that aired. I was like, man, if I'm starting
what
to
What is it about game shows?
I just like to see people win money and think that it's me.
Do you envision yourself as being on there?
It's like a vision board. The same, you know, I just watch game shows.
And I would like. I'd like to see you on a game show.
So
which one? If you could go on any one, which would it be?
The Chase.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, I think
I could
do it.
You reckon you could nail it?
I think so, yeah. Well, not nail it, but I think I could do well. There are some real dummies on there sometimes.
We should test Maddie out with some questions.
Yeah, I'm
all down
for that.
We could do our own version of The Chase.
That would be cool.
That's cool.
We can make your dream come true.
what do I get for it at the end? What am I playing for?
Absolutely like, nothing.
Fun?
Yeah. The enjoyment of achieving your dream.
We're encouraging you. We're prepping you for your big moment.
I know what you can. What I can play for.
What?
Lifts to work from you two.
What do we win if you lose?
Nothing. 105 commercial freeze up next with Jackson.
Yeah, thank you and good morning, of course, from 9 o'clock. Nothing but the best for 105 minutes commercial freeze. Exclusive of Lizzo and Good As Hell. I love this so much.
You're unbelievable.
Let's do EMF Unbelievable from 1991 as well. And I'm excited for COVID to go away because Lorde's coming to Australia the first time in 5 years, fresh from her solar power. As we go 105 minutes commercial free after nine.
Thank you, kind sir. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.